Today's vital question of the day has a historical connection. I want to know, do you believe the Bermuda Triangle is a dangerous place? Is the story of the Bermuda Triangle and what it does to aircraft and boats, is that a real thing? Why do I ask? Well, because I'm nosy, number one, and because today marks a day, an important day in history. It is the day that the Bermuda Triangle reportedly took an entire squadron of planes from us. December 5th, 1945. It was about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and five American Navy Avengers, those were torpedo bombers, five of them took off from Fort Lauderdale's Naval Air Station. And they were going on a 3-hour training mission. So they were due back just around 5 p.m. They call this group of torpedo bombers Flight 19. It wasn't like it was one plane. Flight 19, these five jets, took off, and they were going to go due east for 120 miles, then north for 73 miles, and then back for the final 120-mile leg that would bring them back to base. They never returned. Never. Five U.S. Navy Avenger torpedo bombers. About 2 hours into the exercise, the squadron's leader reported that his compass and also the plane's backup compass had failed, and he wasn't sure where he was. The other planes reportedly experienced a similar instrument problem. Radio facilities on the ground were contacted to try and find the location of the lost squadron. They were never successful. After 2 hours of confused messages coming from the pilots of the planes, a radio transmission that was distorted so they couldn't hear it quite clearly from the squadron leader was heard at just 20 minutes after 6 o'clock, calling for the rest of the squadron to prepare to ditch their aircraft simultaneously because they had run out of fuel. At just about 7:30, a search and rescue aircraft took off, had a 13-man crew. 3 minutes later, the aircraft radioed to its home base that the mission was underway. That plane was never heard from again. There was also a report on the same day, just a little bit later. A tanker, a ship, off the coast of Florida had seen a visible explosion. The 14 men who were on the five planes of Flight 19 and the 13 men of the Mariner, the search mission, led to a massive air and sea search, one of the biggest to date. Hundreds of ships and aircrafts combed that area. Thousands of square miles in the Atlantic, also into the Gulf of Mexico. They checked remote locations in the interior of Florida just in case the planes came back over land without their compasses working. The six aircraft, the five from the initial group and the one rescue mission, and the 27 men were never found because stormy weather probably destroyed the evidence. That day, 62 years ago, was the second time planes had gone missing over the Bermuda Triangle. The first recorded missing plane happened a few months earlier in the summer of 1945, and all told, 14 aircraft from 1945 to this year have gone missing over the Bermuda Triangle. In terms of ships, since 1800, when we started keeping nautical records, 12 ships have gone down or disappeared in the Bermuda Triangle. Kind of interesting, isn't it? It's a mystery. Do you believe in the Bermuda Triangle? Do you think it's real? I do. I do because we experienced a terrifying moment on a flight from Florida to Italy just about 5 years ago. I was on a private plane with Glenn Beck and a crew that was headed to Rome. We were going to Rome because Beck had a tentative meeting with the Pope, and we were also invited to attend something called the Consistory. The consistory is the installation of new cardinals, and it's a very solemn event, a very well-attended event. It's a big deal in Rome, and as a Catholic, I was thrilled to have been invited to go along and cover this event. But we were on a small plane, as I said, flying from Florida to Italy. About 2 hours after we took off, there was a scheduled stop to refuel in Bermuda. About 10 minutes outside of Bermuda, the plane experienced massive turbulence. We were thrown about the inside of this tiny private jet. As I said, there were 12 of us on the jet. It was Glenn and his wife, his young children, a couple of his adult children, and his in-laws, and then the small film crew. The plane bounced around. We were being buffeted by some sort of turbulence that nobody expected. And as we finally made it through, it was a harrowing 2 minutes or so that we were all holding hands and praying. As we finally made it through and landed, as we got off the plane, one of the members of Glenn's security team, who happened to be a fighter pilot, threw open the doors to the cockpit and said to the men sitting at the controls, "What the heck was that?" They didn't know either. We all walked down the stairs onto the tarmac and wandered around in a daze for about 45 minutes while the plane was refueled. Nobody really said anything. And nobody really had an answer. The Bermuda Triangle, is it real? I believe it is. Go to my Twitter account, @StuntBrain, and vote in today's Vital Question poll. Is the Bermuda Triangle a real thing? I'd love to get your opinion in the Vital Question poll, and if you have a thought on what actually happens to these missing planes and ships, share that too. Some people think it's aliens.